What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, pause for text line. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Let you know who we're jamming to later on in the hour. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We have come to the time of the day, as the NFL schedule came out, that we do this exercise that everyone else does. Keep in mind, we're talking about rosters as they look on May 15th. And the schedule as it is. Record prediction time. All right. At Bills, week one, Vinny.
Yeah, I got a win. I think they come out of the gate flying, the Ravens. And I think, you know, wanting to make up for last year's game. And I think, and I told you earlier, I think Mark Andrews gets a touchdown.
No. Right, bit of a toss-up game. I'll say loss, just for sake of parity here. But I kind of like having this game early. I know some people get a little antsy about that big matchup right out the gate, but if you think about it like this, you're probably more likely to be healthy or at least closer to 100% at that point in the season. It's a bit of a dice roll right out the gate, but you saw what happened last year going to Kansas City. You're a toenail away from maybe stealing that one, so I don't think it's so bad.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose as well. I think the Ravens and Bills are very similar in a lot of ways. They added Joey Bosa to the defense to provide some pass rush there. Baltimore and Buffalo. Got to get over the Kansas City hump. They'll face off last year's MVP against the guy that should have won it. Lamar was first-team All-Pro, but I'll go with the Bills to defend their home turf on Sunday night. Home opener against the Browns. Benny?
That's a win. I just think the defense is going to be able to put pressure whoever the quarterback is, and they're going to create turnovers. You know, and you do have the number one offense. I think Cleveland's defense will be better, you know, with Mason Graham and Garrett and stuff. But you see Jock's out for the year.
Yeah, Owusu-Koramoah. Yeah.
So I think you got to beat the Browns at home.
Yeah, got to be a win unless they somehow trade for Gardner Minshew. Then all bets are off at that point. But that's got to be a win.
Yeah, win here versus the Lions.
Monday night.
At home.
Yeah, Monday night at home. Last time they played him at home, I mean, it wasn't even
Puffy
close.
Pants.
Yeah, I like Ravens at home to win, and they could even win big.
Yeah, win here. Ravens always show up in prime time, especially at home, and especially if they drop that Bills game, I think they get this one.
Yeah, I think the Ravens win that one at Kansas City. A little 4:25 Sunday afternoon in Arrowhead.
Well, I think they need to split Bills-Chiefs. I had them beating the Bills, so I'm going to say they lose to the Chiefs, and it could be vice versa. They just need to win one of those two games.
Well, this is a loss for me. Chiefs are the Ravens' kryptonite. They beat them one time in the Lamar era. Doesn't matter. I mean, I know a majority of those games have been played at Arrowhead. That's where this one's going to be. I got to see it to believe it.
Hey, I'm drinking the purple Kool-Aid. They exorcise the demons and win at Arrowhead hosting Texans.
I think I'll say they lose to the Texans. I'll say they lose to the Texans because I think they're going to go 4-2 in the first six. It means they got to lose a home game, and they're either going to lose to the Texans or the Rams. I'll say, you know, the Texans, it might be about their time to win one of these games.
Texans don't scare me at all. Now, if they did beat the Chiefs on the road and it was a big, thrilling victory, maybe you get a hangover performance here against the Texans. But think about all their matchups. They've had three over the past couple years. None of them have particularly made you sweat as a Ravens fan, so I don't think that changes here.
Yeah, I got the Ravens winning that game as well versus the Rams, who gave the Ravens all they could handle and then some 2 years ago in one of the great regular season games in Ravens history, Tylan Wallace with the walk-off punt return.
Yeah, I've got a win there, and I got them 4-2 after six going into the bye.
Right, I'll go with a win as well. You know, new flashy wide receiver duo. No more Cooper Kupp, but Devontae Adams now in the picture. Yeah. So it's no easy task for the secondary.
And they got a good running back. You know, they can't go 5-1, can they, to start the season? They can.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I'm going win. I think they're going to go undefeated at home this year, or maybe not. Let's get back to it after the bye. Host the Bears. And we don't know what the Bears are going to be, but, you know, let's play. Play along here.
Harb's good after a bye. I got W.
Right, and even if the Bears do make an improvement this year, I mean, how high is their ceiling? I don't think it's on par with the Ravens. At M&T Bank Stadium, got to be the Ravens.
Yeah, at Miami, I'm going Ravens too. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, I got them on a six-game heater. All right, at Miami.
I think Lamar and Zay going home. I got in a national TV game. Ravens all the way.
See, maybe I'm just crazy here, but I've got visions of that Thursday night game against the Dolphins a couple years back where they would just zero blitz the hell out of the Ravens. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen again, but I don't like traveling on a short week. I'll mark this down as a loss.
Yeah, I'm going L too. It all depends on the health of the team. But I see Tua and that offense, you know, doing some things. Old Capri Pants coach, he'll get the W there. So I'm going to go loss. Short week mainly. On a Thursday night down there. So I will have the Dolphins winning at Minnesota.
At Minnesota, I got them beating the Vikings rookie quarterback. By this time, we'll know pretty much what J.J. McCarthy is, you know, and they have a good team. And it'll be a tough game, but I got the Ravens winning this one.
Now, I don't have the Vikings schedule in front of me, but I'm going to assume that they're playing on a Sunday the week prior. So Ravens would have a little extra time to prepare for that one, but that's a sneaky, tough place to play there. That place
is
always
not sneaky. It's loud as hell in there.
I was trying to be a little, you know, whatever. not sneaky at all. It's in your face. It's loud. So back-to-back losses.
Yeah, Minnesota will play the Lions at Detroit prior to the Ravens game.
Big division game.
But is a Sunday game is what I'm saying.
Yes, Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to win Ravens over Minnesota at the Browns. Minnesota, speaking of them, two-run homer. Twins up 2-0, top of the third. All right, next, at Cleveland.
At Cleveland, I think Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback, and I think the Ravens win that one.
Yeah, doesn't matter who's playing. Ravens got to sweep the Browns this year.
Buxton just went deep. It's now 3-0.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
You want with the lineup again? No. I'm going to go Cleveland pulling the upset. No. For some reason, they go to Cleveland, and all of a sudden, things just go dopey. I'm going to go with the Browns to pull the loss. So right now, after the bye, I got the Ravens going 2-2. Both losses, by the way, on the road. Host the Jets on the 23rd, Sunday at 1.
Fields, I don't know if he'll still be there, quarterback. He may be hurt by then. I got the Ravens winning that one.
Don't even ask me about this game. Ravens all day.
Yeah.
Blowout.
Ravens
pants.
Win. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving, short week at home against Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm taking Bengals. I'll take the Ravens at home. I'll take the Ravens at home Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, I think we're thinking along the same lines here, that they split against the Bengals.
Yeah.
They get
yep.
that home one, even though it is the short week. I think primetime atmosphere. Third time playing on Thanksgiving in franchise history. Both previous games were also at home. They get the win.
Yeah, Ravens will win this game, but, you know, I'm with Nolan and you, Vinny. I think Cincinnati will win the next one. Mm-hmm. But let's get to the Steelers first at home, December 7th, 1 o'clock.
I got
to
win. Steelers. You know, it could be more difficult, I guess, if Aaron Rodgers is playing quarterback for them and they're playing better. But the way it looks right now, without Aaron Rodgers in that, I don't know how they score points.
All right, at Cincy on the 14th.
I got a loss.
Loss, for sure.
Yeah, right there. At home, back at it against the Patriots.
Patriots are going to be better because of Vrabel and stuff. Young quarterback. I think the Ravens win that one.
Yep, that's a get-right game.
That's a W. I'm with you there. A date to be determined, time to be determined, but Green Bay, Lambeau Field.
That time of the year, that's a tough place to play. I got Pack winning that one.
I think the Ravens win that game. I don't know. It's just one of those late season. It's going to be hyped to the gills, you know, all week long. Oh, big matchup, playoff implications. How many times over the past couple of years have we had those games and the Ravens just end up winning handedly?
I'm going to Pack because Green Bay, I think, is going to compete for the division and maybe get deep into the conference playoffs there. So I'll go Green Bay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Bay winning that one, and then at Pittsburgh to end the regular season. Again, date and time to be determined. Pittsburgh wins more than they lose here in the regular season against the Ravens. But what do we think here? Finale import of the game. Usually the Ravens have already clinched stuff, and Pittsburgh's trying to eke into the postseason so they can lose in the wild card round.
Well, the only I'm guessing the Ravens would be fighting for the number for the bye. You know, that would be the only thing what they'd be playing for. With what I've got for W's and L's, I'm guessing they're playing for the bye at that time. I got them beating the Steelers at the end there.
Assuming it means something for both teams, not just the Ravens, I will pick the Steelers here.
I'm going to win Ravens. So final record, of course, none of this means anything here on May the 15th. But what do you got there?
I got 13-4 is what I have, and that would be winning the division and
maybe number one seed.
Close to Bob, I mean, when I look at their roster and what they got coming back and stuff, I think they're going to be right in the hunt for the number one seed.
11-6, I believe, is what I finished with here. Again, your playoffs for sure.
Sure.
Probably can't confidently say that's enough for the division. Especially since I had him splitting with Cincy, so we'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, I got 12-5. I think high water mark would be 13-4. They're going to win a game that maybe we think now they're going to lose, and they're probably going to lose a game they should win.
Yeah.
Maybe two penalties, rookie kicker.
Beat yourselves.
Yeah,
they're good at that.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens, whether you like Lamar or not, they don't get blown out when he's the quarterback.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.